Now we come here in chapter 11, and wisdom, who is Christ, the school has started, and wisdom now is the teacher. And she had to even go out in the highways and byways to get her pupils, but she got them, and now they're in class, and she's teaching by proverbs. And these proverbs are generally proverbs that you have, as we saw at the very beginning of this study, that there are several different kinds of proverbs, and that most of these are proverbs that are taught by parallelism. That's the way Hebrew poetry is attained, and an item is repeated, or the contrast is repeated. And so we have synonymous parallelism and antithetic or contrast parallelism, and then synthetic parallelism, where the second clause develops the thought of the first. And you have all of that through this section here. I call your attention to this again. And proverbs, as we've seen, are short sentences drawn from long experience. Now, the young man's actually given a good business course here. He's told here at the very beginning that a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. He's to be honest. He's to be honest in his business. He is to be a man of integrity. And it's wonderful today to find men like that. And I'm thankful that there's so many of these wonderful Christian businessmen. I met a man down in Florida. He's from Chicago. I played golf with him. He always comes to the conference down at Bibletown in Boca Raton that I speak at. And he and I have gotten very well acquainted. He's an insurance man. Well, I didn't know much about him, you know, and his business. And then a man that knew a great deal about him told me that that man was known far and near for his honesty and integrity. And he's a successful businessman. Wonderful to find men like that, especially in this world in which we live. And then the other all-besetting sin is pride. And immediately, the young man here in his freshman course, he's told, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, and with the lowly is wisdom. Again, by contrast, you see, that which is pride and that which is humility. And always with pride there cometh shame. There'll be a great deal in Scripture about that, and a great deal in Proverbs. Then in verse 3, we're told in chapter 11 of Proverbs, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of the treacherous shall destroy them. That's a very wonderful statement, by the way, and it just simply means this, that if a person wants to walk in the truth, if that's the desire of your heart, the Spirit of God can be counted upon for guidance and direction. I talked to a young man that has very much the same problem that I had when I went to school, which, of course, was finances. And he says, how do you tell the will of God? Which way should I go? Well, I said, I had that same problem, and I said, it always, for me, narrowed down to just this one way, which became very simple. It was the way that opened up that I could go. I said, if a door was closed, it was closed. And if I didn't have the money to go to school, I didn't have it. But the Lord always would just open up one door and let me go in. Again and again, that happened. And I always interpreted that. And I said, I believe if you mean business with God, he'll open up the door. And I said, at least that's my experience, and I testify to it.